Disco. So the last few times we have been speaking about the Dharma as explained by Keizong and the Venerable Shengyan. And today I wanted to read just a page written by Byron Katie, who is not a Zen master as such in the Soto tradition, but who does help people to find their true self. And amongst the congregation here in the Netherlands, and in England as well, I have come across some people who have done years of meditation, really many years, but still say that they don't know yet the true self. And Byron Katie has a simple method for people to discover where they hold on to hurt, to views, and that make them feel separate from others. So let me read. Me first. So in this process of looking at yourself, you come to know for yourself what is true. And that is where your freedom lies. It has nothing to do with anyone else in your life. People will just keep pressing your buttons until you understand this. Isn't that wonderful? It's a setup for total enlightenment, as long as you are willing to question your thoughts. I call this checkmate. The Buddha says that even one glimpse of the truth is worthy of our deepest respect. The basic realization that other people cannot possibly be our problem, that it's your thoughts about them that are the problem. This realization is huge. This one insight will shake your whole world from top to bottom. Just let me repeat. The basic realization that other people can't possibly be your problem, that it is your thoughts about them that are the problem. This realization is huge. This one insight will shake your whole world from top to bottom. And it's unusual, but I am going to have to stop at this point for a minute and stop the recording because the dog is getting sick. She's sick and I need to just let her out of the room. So if you wouldn't mind just sitting, meditate, I'll be So this is pretty heavy duty stuff for to hear. If you haven't done any of this type of questioning before, and her method then is that we look at the basic relationships in our lives. And you can question your thoughts about your mother, your father, your sister, brother, husband, wife, children, boss, colleague, neighbor. And watch your identity unravel. So, yes, when you look very closely at those relationships and at your thoughts and feelings that come up and question them. Question whether it is true. That will unravel what you truly are. So you will lose the you that you thought you were. And it is not a scary thing. It is thrilling. It is fascinating. Who are you really behind all the facades? So the Buddha talks about a life fully transformed by insight and lived in perfect clarity. This might sound exaggerated or idealistic, but it is the simple truth. It is really possible to live a life of perfect clarity without a single problem. All it takes is the willingness to question whatever stressful thoughts arise in the mind. I want, I need, he should, she shouldn't. The unexamined thoughts that argue with reality and cause all the suffering in our lives. Once the nature of the mind is understood, suffering cannot exist. Emotions such as sadness, anger, and resentment are the effects of believing our stressful thoughts. And when we learn how to question these thoughts, they lose their power over us. Eventually, if a stressful thought arises, the questioning arises at the same instant, and the thought unravels before it can have any effect. This leaves us with nothing but peace. Peace and a lot of silent laughter. So it is not possible for someone with a questioned mind to feel sorrow. Sorrow is a kind of suffering. And suffering can only come from a confused mind that projects an unkind world and believes that its projections are reality. But it's the mind's unquestioned story that causes the sorrow. The questioned mind is in love with reality. It loves everything it thinks and therefore everything it sees. It can't project a confused world, since it sees only reality. Sorrow is no longer possible. So this is what was meant when the Buddha said, "House builder, thou art seen, and you will build no house again. No more identification with confused thoughts."